Credit goes to Villanova, number one. They did a great job responding. They looked like a team that's been there before in those tight games, and we have not. So we got to learn to fight and win those games. There were some series of moments in that game that changed the game, and as a group, as a whole, as a team, we got to be better in those moments and overcome them. We played really well in the first half, started off the second half there and scored, and had some game-changing plays there where we got a three and out, then a punt return, we muffed the punt and it happens and they go score and they responded and kind of lost momentum from there. And we got to get it back as a staff and as a team. And but we came out fast and had some good moments there. And but we have a lot to learn from, which is good. When you play a top five team in the country, you gotta play well, you gotta play almost perfect, and we did not do that. So all the credit to Villanova. Got a lot of football ahead of us here. We got a bye week coming up to get right and kind of see what we got to get better at, what we've done well, and move forward. But we're 4-2. We got a lot of ball ahead of us.
As you said, you guys are up. You had a great drive coming out of the locker room. You're up 24-14. What did you? I know you talked about some of the mistakes that caused the downfall, but what did you do well to get to that point to be up 10 in the third quarter?
Absolutely. I think special teams, we recovered some fumbles there and got some good field position and capitalized on it. We ran the ball well in the beginning of the game on offense, especially. And I think on defense, we were pretty opportunistic on defense and kind of held them in check and were tackling well in the first half and played good defense there. I think we're playing just good as a team. We're playing complementary football, Rob. I think that's what really was the recipe there in the first half. The second half did not do that. But I think we did those things well, and we can build on that, but also learn from the things we didn't do well in the second half.
You guys have, especially Roland, has been so good running the ball, and he did so in the first half, and you're still over 100 yards. But then you guys go scoreless the last 25 minutes of the game. What adjustments did you see that they made, or what did you see that didn't allow that to continue?
No, it's a good question, Rob. They stopped pressuring. I think they got off some pressure looks. And they started playing base defense and drop eight spacing and three down spacing and made us earn it. And they played better gap sound defense and made us earn it a little bit. And I think there were things there for us still in the taking that we didn't do well. And we got to adjust better as coaches. They did a great job adjusting. Credit to their staff, number one. They did a great job adjusting. But I think those things were really the difference, kind of later in the game that we got to execute in base a little bit and move the football.
Question smart from Anthony Zacacco. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Coach. Obviously, last game Tyler got the start at quarterback. Was that injury related with Malachi, or just a change of pace there?
Injury related. He was banged up from the week before. We tried to practice through it. It kind of got worse during the week, so this bye week would be big for him. But Tyler came and did a nice job. Compares like a starting quarterback every single week, so it's credit to him. But it was injury related. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk a little bit about the defense. You guys were able to put some pressure on Connor. He had three sacks in the game, and then gave up a couple of those big runs in the second half. Just talk about your team's defensive performance in the first half, and then what happened on the two big plays.
Absolutely. First half, we were disruptive up front. We're in the right gaps. We're firing off the ball. Rashawn Lawrence is very disruptive there in the first half, made some plays. Taylor Ballesta continues to fight and be a physical player for us. And we were just playing good defense. We were doing the things that we're supposed to do that we're taught to do. And that's kind of what was happening. The second half, we were out of gaps. We got tired. They have a lot of quality backs there that can run the ball. 24 is a great player. That freshman's a great player. And he's a bigger back. And later in the game, he's hard to tackle. And that's what kind of showed up there late was we were out of gaps. We weren't sound what we were doing. We were in the first half, and we got to play a complete game on defense and not just play one half.
You mentioned some of the big plays that your team was able to take advantage of in the first half. The muff punt in the third quarter, how big of a momentum change as a coach did you feel like that was in the game?
It was big. It was big. It happens, though. We got to learn to overcome it. They had the same thing happen to them in the first half.
Right.
Devin muffed the punt, and then we scored, but they bounced back. We have to do that. But to answer your question, it was big, and then they scored the next. I think the second play off that series there, and they ran through us there that first play. So really, that muff punt, and then that next play, the back ran right through our Mike backer. It was physical and kind of changed momentum of the game a little bit. I think those two plays back to back, obviously got them going, and they capitalized on it. And they had the energy from there.
Defensively, you mentioned some of the guys that were really disruptive. Sebastian Regis being one, career high
Yep.
4 tackles. He had a couple of tackles for loss. Just talk about the day that he had.
Great game, man. He's a true freshman. You know, we talked about him earlier in the season. We're glad to have him here. He's a local kid, local player that continues to do things right. He's very disruptive, very quick, very strong. Loves football. Just a great teammate, and we had a great game Saturday. It was all over the staff board there, as you saw there, Rob. And he deserves it because he works at it, and he's going to be a really good player. Playing him as a young player, as a true freshman, that gives us a lot of hope. Obviously, for now, but also for the future, we can build off him and he can be an anchor for our defense. So, really proud of him, man. He deserves all the credit.
As you mentioned, you guys had won 4 in a row going into that game. You're still sitting 4-2 here at the midpoint. What is going to be sort of the message to the team? Talking to a lot of coaches this week,
Yeah.
with they're looking at the bye, obviously resting up and getting guys healed is a big thing. But with the momentum and the start that you've had, what is the message going into the bye week for your team?
Absolutely. Great question. Everyone wants to get healthy, and I get that. We're going to do that. But we got to improve our fundamentals. We're going to have a great week of fundamental work on all three phases. You can't lose that late in the year. Great teams have that as you progress through the middle and later parts of the year. We're going to self-scout our deficiencies, things we've done well, and things we're not doing well. We got to find answers to it and not just keep doing the same thing. We have to look at that as coaches and present to the players. And our GAs are actually doing that for us right now. They're actually self-scouting the opposing side of the ball, which is kind of neat, gives them a chance to obviously grow as a coach, but it's kind of cool. Derm's our defense GA, and he's actually looking at our offense and seeing what we how he would attack us and what do we need to get better, look at numbers and tendencies and things like that. So we're gonna do that, get in the weight room, and we're gonna get better this week. We're gonna hang out, we're gonna get better, we're gonna improve. Got 6 more games halfway through the season. So we're gonna find a way to improve each and single day. And a bye week kind of came at the right time here, Rob. We kind of need it now, like everybody would say. It's nice to have it middle of the year, so we're very thankful for it, and we're ready to get back right and get back to our fundamentals and have a good streak here moving forward.
Through this first 6 weeks, I think most people would say that you guys have certainly exceeded expectations after the past couple of years and learning how to win. What has impressed you most about your guys and how they've taken to you and your coaching staff's message to get to the point where you are?
I'll say this, Mark's a great guy at Villanova. Mark told me, and again, we got to keep getting better, that we play really, really hard. And we play for each other. We look inspired, So that's a great credit. I think that's the biggest thing that I'm most proud of is how hard we're playing. And we're starting to play for each other, not for the stat line. And I think even after the loss on Saturday, before I get in there and speak to the team, the guys are already addressing each other. Things that I would say, and prepping it. And it's actually a good thing. Things we got to get better at, improve on, head up. A lot of ball left, but I'm proud of the start. It'd be 4-2, very proud of that. And to be honest with you, Rob, in January I'd be shocked if we were 4-2 right now. So I'm actually very thankful, very appreciative. But we got a lot more ahead of us, a lot more ball ahead of us. We can improve a lot, which is great. We have not played our complete game yet. Like I keep telling you, we're still searching for that, and that's what's great about the chase and the process is we're still chasing that every single damn day. And we're gonna keep working for it, and but just proud of our guys, man. They really are buying in. You can just see how hard they play. That's the biggest thing we taught when we first got here, is chasing the ball, running hard, and playing for each other, and being physical. So we got to continue to do that late in the year. That's what great teams do, and we'll keep building off that.
All right, Billy, thanks so much for the time today. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk again.